Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right. This is Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Morning.
Hey. So I was calling because I heard your stoner dog story, and I have one, too.
Let's hear it.
So when I was about 21, I moved in with my grandparents because I was in college and I was poor. And I was out one night, and I was on my way home, and my grandpa called, and he was like, "Oh, my God, the dog Samson is on the couch. He's not moving. He's passed out. He's pissing all over. Like, I don't know what to do." And I'm like, "Take him to the vet. I'll be right there." So my grandparents rush this dog to the vet. I meet him there. We have to pay, you know, this crazy emergency vet fee. And we're standing there. We're, like, pacing the waiting room. Vet comes out, looks at us. She goes, "Looks like marijuana and toxicity." So, my heart just dropped. And my grandparents look at me, and I look at them. And then my grandma smiles.
Because your grandma found a brownie too, huh? So what? So you were, they were cool grandparents, I get, right?
Yeah, they were great grandparents. Okay. Yeah, so we, like, pump the dog's stomach. He, like, goes on his way.
So did you have a brownie laying around on the couch? Where was a brownie? In your room somewhere?
He was an ashtray licker.
Oh. And you had a joint there.
Wow. From way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who among us is? So.
Well, I wouldn't say Trey. Yeah. Also, it licked.
Dog survived.
So it just licked the joint out of the.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That is funny. Did they make you pay the bill? No, you're poor. You're living with your grandparents. Right. Okay, got it.
I was poor, but I offered. Yeah. No, and then the worst part was I had a roommate. She moved in because she's poor, too, and my grandparents were saints.
Yep.
And I come home one day from work. My grandparents are gone, and I'm looking at the dog, and I look at her, and I'm like, "The dog is stoned again. Like, how did this happen?" So we had to take it to the same vet and face the same vet.
The same vet. I'm surprised they didn't call the Humane Society on you. The dog
no,
is,
how the dog was like,
how the dog gets stoned again? Just the same way?
Lick same
the
thing.
Gotta put up your ashtray.
It was my roommate's fault.
Okay. You sound fun, man. Thanks a lot for the story. That's great. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. See ya.
I love this. The dog is stoned again. Same vet.
He's an ashtray licker from way back. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Ugh. I think I remember reading that dogs, if they eat, you know, raw weed, if we eat raw weed, it won't get us high.
But they will.
But I think the dogs process it differently.
Yes.
And if they eat the raw weed,
they can still get high.
Yeah, they can get high.
You would think they're being.
We can't. We got to put it in the oven for a little while if we want to get high off of weed that we eat.
Or put a flame to it.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. Old school. Put a flame to it. Walk in. Yeah, the dog's in there. It's got a lighter. Just lighting up a doobie.
Sup?
I found this in the ashtray. Don't tell the breeders. Don't tell the grandparents, man.
You want to hit this?
They're so uncool. I'm glad you moved in, by the way.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, let's see here. The CDC wants to make sure everybody is prepared for the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, French astrologer, blah, 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 yakety schmackety, Nostradamus.
Oh,
that guy.
He's wrong a lot, too, by the way. Forgot about that.
And there's that.
Yeah. Right. If you throw enough stuff out there, you're going to be right.
But he, some of the stuff is pretty creepy and amazing. Yeah. It is.
But he made a lot of predictions.
Yes, he did.
And I don't know what his batting average
is. I think he picked the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. No.
No.
They did not, Nick. Oh, there you are.
Yeah, just perfect time. Right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah.
The Chiefs suck.
In the year of 2021.
I'm sure he would have predicted they would have at least shown up. Made it a game.
Yeah, apparently,
right. It wasn't even a game.
He made a lot of predictions, and some of them actually had to do with things that were going on at the time, and then he made these vague things, and, you know, how things will happen again.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Right. His predictions are kind of worded like an astrology. Or,
yeah, something. Yeah.
Some of them
are so vague.
It can be taken any number of ways.
Right.
And the way it is, on many of them, you can look back on it and say, oh, that's what he was talking about. So it doesn't really do you any good, even if he is right.
Yeah, the rise of Hitler.
It doesn't do you any good.
The rise of Hitler was pretty interesting.
It doesn't do you any good because you can't tell beforehand.
Right.
But even then, it's probably just horse hockey. Nevertheless, the CDC says be careful for zombies because Nostradamus predicted a zombie apocalypse for this year.
Now, how was that worded?
There's going to be a zombie apocalypse in 2021. I'm pretty sure it reads.
They didn't have the term
in the quatrain.
Walking
zombie
Dead
apocalypse back then.
Walking Dead, basically.
Yeah,
that's a zombie, right?
The big thing we need to know here is: are they fast zombies or slow zombies? Because that's the real difference when it comes to the movies and stuff. Right,
right. Apparently, a book with his last predictions was found at a library in Rome. It said a Russian scientist will allegedly create a biological weapon and produce a virus to turn people into zombies.
Oh, that could be true.
And so the CDC shared tips on how to survive.
All right.
Did he use the word zombie? Because I thought that was a relatively new word.
I doubt he did.
I like how the CDC has time for this.
Yeah, that's a good point, Nick. You think they'd be busy with other stuff.
During a global pandemic, they're putting together the zombie protection team.
Well, they have before, and it's basically put together an emergency kit at your house.
Have a go bag?
Yeah. Be ready. Have first aid, things like that. You know, be prepared.
Well, that's for a flood,
and they're doing it for, and the way they're doing it is so that we'll talk about it.
Oh, I got it. So does it say that zombies can be killed by, you have to be shot in the head, right? That's how
they
you
say
kill.
Have an emergency kit. Make a family plan with a meeting place, that sort of thing. Evacuation route with several ways to get out.
I think for the zombie apocalypse.
Hilarious.
Blah, blah, blah.
Slow down.
You probably need a shotgun.
Well, or some sort of blunt instrument. You don't have to shoot the head.
Oh, yeah,
you just
the baseball
have to
bat. Yeah.
Destroy the head in some fashion.
But the easy way.
I destroyed that head last night.
Shotgun to the head.
Yeah.
The CDC says that they are prepared and they would treat this sort of zombie infestation like they would any other virus outbreak.
I still think it's stupid.
But again, Todd, depending on which one of the movies you want to follow, like The Walking Dead, you don't want to use the gun unless you have to because the sound attracts more.
More zombies.
Okay.
You're better off with a blunt instrument that's quieter.
Did Nostradamus address that?
And also,
did he see the gun coming?
I am legend. The zombies only come out at night.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember, in Walking Dead, they're walking around during the day killing people, right?
So and like I said, Walking Dead, you've got slow zombies, whereas like the Dawn of the Dead in those movies,
Dawn of the Dead, they were slow.
Or the one I'm thinking, it's like that 28 Days Later.
And also the Z one with the Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
They're fast, too.
Yeah.
They're fast, too.
They're all choreographed in the thriller video. Yeah.
That's a really big difference there. You need to know fast zombies or slow zombies.
Right. See, that's a whole new concept. There were no fast zombies until The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead's slow, too.
They're slow zombies.
That Z1, and you mentioned...
The 28 Days Later.
28 Days, they're fast, too.
Yeah. Right, Right. They're fast zombies. Right. They're running after your
World
ass.
World War Z, it was called, with Brad Pitt, yeah. Right.
I think they're making a second one of that.
Yeah, I thought they are, too.
I haven't seen any fast zombie movies.
It's World War Z. They're fast in that one. Yeah, but you're right. Most of them are slow.
I can
what
read
are they
going to
call
this...
that sequel?
Good point.
They've already used the last
back
letter
to
of the
A,
alphabet.
That's right, right.
World War Z 2.
Yeah. I can give you the little piece where Nostradamus is talking about these things, but it really, you won't get it.
Well, it's not on tape because there wasn't tape when he was around. So is it somebody else talking about? Somebody else being the Nostradamus
voice? No, it's
voice?
A thing called a book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got it.
Oh.
They had those back then. Yep.
For nerds.
Oh, no, my books were actually entertainment back then.
Yeah.
And authors were like rock stars.
Yeah.
Like Twain. Scientists.
Yeah. Mark Twain could have banged anybody.
Probably did.
Back in the day.
He's just cleaning off his mustache all day.
Yeah, I wouldn't get this if I were to read it. I'm reading this thing where he says that the zombies are coming, but that's not what it says to me.
Okay, all right.
What's your interpretation?
I can't figure it out. I can't even make sense of everything.
Yeah, the rise of Hitler from the other world.
Ambiguously worded.
That's pretty specific.
Yeah, the rise of Hitler was really specific.
The other stuff's like, there's going to be a big storm.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Yep, yep.
Sometimes it'll be Thursday.
Wait, it's Thursday today.
It is Thursday today. That's
oh my God.
Stuff.
That's Nostradamus.
What a soothsayer he is.
Although Nick picks his Chiefs to win, so you suck.
I at least thought they would show up.
You thought they were going to win.
Well, of course he did.
I thought they were going to win.
He's a good
fan. They've got Mahomes.
Yeah, they got Mahomes.
That goddamn Tom Brady.
All right, here's the science behind high dogs. A dog's body temperature is much higher than a human's.
Yeah.
Which allows the body to decarboxylize.
Right.
That's
you
what you do when you're cooking the weed in the oven or putting a flame to it.
All
you're
right.
Decarboxylizing the THC out of the marijuana. They also do not process the THC as efficiently as humans, so a smaller amount will really F them up.
Obviously, looking at an ashtray messes you up. You're right, because there's not much there. You know, if there wasn't a joint there and she just got it, he got high from just licking the ashtray. That didn't take much weed to get that dog high.
I suppose it would depend upon the size of the dog, too.
Right.
That's a gross dog.
Yeah, it is gross. Yeah.
They lick their own butts.
Yeah.
Well,
what do you want?
Still, it's like out of
the ashtray. Gross. Yeah.
Real gross.
Yeah. You understand the ashtray?
I'd rather lick
the
ashtray.
Right.
Yeah. But he's getting
who hasn't licked an ass?
Right. I'd lick. Hey, you're right. Thank
you,
Nick.
If you're a dog, what are you going to do to get high? You will lick an ashtray.
Sure. If I had a choice, I'd lick my butt before I'd lick an ashtray.
If that could get you high.
Well, I would feel good.
Charlie doesn't even need that option.
Yeah, I don't think that's a requirement.
I would feel pretty damn good. I mean, you call it getting high.
Yeah. Right. I think you have a choice every day to lick a butt.
Yeah.
But you choose not to.
Well, I can't reach
my
own
ass. Offer.
God, speak up.
I can't reach. I can't reach.
Oh, well, you could reach others.
Yeah.
Probably lick my fanny. Yeah, you should start wrapping your brain around that, too. There is no way any of that is happening.
Yeah, if I was a dog, I'd be too busy licking my own ass to do anything.
Right. Yeah, and whatever else is down there, too. Especially if I'm a male dog, I'm going to town.
Return of the Living Dead had fast zombies?
Yeah, there's movies out there. That is a very clear line of demarcation, I guess, for zombie freaks.
Right.
You know, those movies, they fall into one of two. They're either fast or slow.
Right. Either way, they scare the hell out of me, you know.
But the slow ones are easier to get away from.
Yeah, but you think so, but they always catch them. You know,
yeah.
Every one of those movies, because a person messes around and gets and sits around, you know.
I mean, I've kept up with The Walking Dead, and I mean, they're to the point now where they're, you know, there's a zombie, hold on, nope. Somebody goes and sticks it in the head and it falls. And that,
okay.
I mean, they really don't freak out unless there's a whole bunch of them.
Got it.
You know?
Unless you're still making new Walking Dead.
That's still new?
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, yeah. I think...
How about that one that they... The spinoff from L.A.?
Oh, yeah. That's still
that's
out
still
there.
On, okay.
Fear the Walking Dead. And there's a third one, too, now.
What's that one called?
It's called The Walking Dead, The World Beyond.
And that's where? Where does that take place?
It all takes place in the same, you know, post-apocalyptic world, but that one actually started set just outside Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Where did it end up?
Not there.
Oh.
Can you still run away from a fast zombie, or are they that fast?
No,
they're
try.
Fast. That World War Z, they're fast. Yeah. They're sprinting in that one, yeah.
Yeah, it's much tougher.
Right.
I'm screwed.
I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, you'll see them coming when you're walking backwards.
Yeah, that's true, Todd.
You could hide.
Except if they come up from behind you, then you're screwed, man.
There's that.
Right.
According to some people on Reddit, the best way to help with a hangover
is not to drink.
Is masturbation.
For a little bit, yeah. Sex is pretty good, but once that's over, you're still going to be a little hungover after a while.
According to Dr. Ashley Winter, a board-certified urologist, there may be some truth to that. Studies indicate that sexual activity is associated with the release of neurochemicals associated with pain-relieving effects.
So, Todd, how's the sound when you get rid of your hangover? No. Afterward. At the end of it.
And so release of these neurochemicals can contribute to relief of typical symptoms one might have during a hangover.
I forgot, Nick. Yeah. You're staring right at his face when he does that, right?
Don't look directly
You're looking at that camera. I have some distance. You don't.
I wasn't expecting the hand going up to the cheek.
You were expecting a right away, too. Yeah, but you wanted to do the whole bit.
But just like Tyler said, the hangover itself is not definitively cured, but there could be temporary abatement of hangover symptoms.
So if you just masturbate all day?
Thanks to the pain relieving, until you're done with your hangover.
Okay, masturbate, then do a Bloody Mary, you're fine.
Yeah, if you masturbate all day, then you're going to replace the hangover pain with the chafing.
The only hangover cure there is alcohol. I know you're not supposed to do it, but that's the only hangover cure.
One person on Reddit said that masturbation does not cure hangovers, but hangovers do ruin masturbation.
I'd rather have sex with a hangover than masturbate with a hangover. I don't think I've ever really masturbated with a hangover. I think it's always been...
Well, there's always a weekend coming.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. People are always looking for hungover people to have sex with.
Yeah, I think it's harder. Like, hey, remember how I was a drunken buffoon last night? Yeah, exactly. Let's get it on.
That's a good point. Don't worry. I'm about to puke on your face here. We should flip around.
They also say the severity of the hangover has to be factored in.
Remember all that stuff I said that I shouldn't have?
Exactly, Nick.
Let's do it.
If I wake up really hungover next to my wife, there's a good chance I did something stupid the night before. Ooh, he looks hot this morning.
You're all puffy and you stink.
You stink.
And the vomit on the floor still smells.
Hi.
Guess I'll just go masturbate.
Yeah.
They also say the severity of the hangover has to be factored in. If you're actively vomiting, your entire body aches, and you're wondering how much longer you have to live, masturbating probably isn't going to go so well.
Oh, that's when the furious has to kick in.
Go fast.
You still got to excite yourself, you know.
It's a bad hangover. It must be furious masturbation.
All right.
He's right.
He's right. Getting started might be tough.
How do you furiously your cheek there, Todd? Try that once.
Same way.
Avert your eyes, Nick.
Do it again.
Mm. Hold on. I need a drink.
Do it again. Take us out with your...
He's not moist enough.
Yeah.
By the way, I only know one form of masturbation.
I know.
And that is furious.
We know.
If you could see him in person, it's Todd grabbing his cheek. And it's the least sexy thing ever, but it sounds sexy. Well,
and I like in this version that he's got Hoobastank playing gently in the background.
He does. Yeah. All right, TNGRadioEmpire.com is the website to download the podcast.
Apparently, when you get older, you can't masturbate as loud as you used to. It's not coming through as well as I remember.
Your balls are swaying in the wind.
I'll work on it.
That's because we're all laughing. Exactly.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.